Get ready, put on your earbuds, turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is, with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day. And now, the one we've been waiting for, the man of God, but most importantly, a friend of Jesus, Brother Don.
This is Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 22, using the Passion Translation. Whatever happened to John the Baptist? Well, he was still baptizing people, even as Jesus and his disciples baptized people elsewhere. One day an argument began between John's disciples and a Jewish man about baptism. It prompted John's disciples to ask John, "Teacher, are you aware that the one you told us about is baptizing crowds larger than yours?" You can sense there's something else they're trying to say. Perhaps they're implying, "That's just not fair. We were there first." John, on the other hand, was not even slightly jealous. He says, "A person cannot receive a single thing unless God bestows it." Again, John reminds them that he's not the Messiah, but a messenger. Then John adds a curious detail. "He is the bridegroom, while I am the friend of the bridegroom, who stands nearby and hears the groom's voice that is filled with joy." Now, I don't want to get bogged down into the details of marriage customs of the time, but suffice it to say that Jesus is the main event. He is beginning to draw his bride, the church, to him, even before there is a bride. Keep in mind the church is formed at Pentecost, after the death and resurrection of Jesus. So John the Baptist describes his great joy in being a supporting character in the drama of redemption. There's not a trace of envy in what John says. But don't miss John's comment, "He will increase and I will decrease." That's sort of John's philosophy of life. What a wonderful example John is for us. We need to enter into the joy of others, laugh when they laugh, cry when they cry. We need to be empathic, which means to try to feel as they feel. All the while, we need to see ourselves as focused on Jesus, lifting him up, and not trying to push ourselves upward to greater acclaim. Some translations add, "I must be pruned." That's another way of saying, more of Jesus, less of me. Can you affirm that idea in your life? We can't be sure whether the next part of the passage consists of the words of John the Baptist or John the writer of this gospel. "The one from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks of the natural realm, but the one from above is above everything else and speaks of the highest realm of all." If we accept his message, we know in our hearts that it's the truth. In the Aramaic language, there is the phrase, it's a statement that says, "This is God's true seal on them." There are also words to the effect that the one sent by God, Jesus, will speak the words of God because he has the fullness of the Holy Spirit without limitation. All things are given into the hands of Jesus. Only those who trust in the Son of God possess eternal life. Notice the word "all." God is in full control of everything. Yes, we're going to face troubles. We're going to struggle with the enemy, But Jesus has the ultimate say in what happens. He allows difficult things in our lives to teach us to depend upon Him. And Jesus knows when to say, enough is enough. Give a listen to Bridge Over Troubled Water, Part 2, a PGN podcast that will strengthen you in your hour of need. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.